Welcome to Kansas Ag Report. I'm Ken Rogers. On this week's program, we talk with Mike Steenberg, the Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. They're working with many stakeholders, working to get soybeans from field to market. We'll also have features from Kansas Corn, Kansas Wheat, and the Kansas Farm Bureau, and our update from the Kansas Livestock Association and market information from Pinion, a division of CAECO ISO.
Kansas Ag Report brought to you in part by the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers, Kansas Farm Bureau, a grassroots ag organization representing the state's farm and ranch families since 1919, kfb.org, and the Kansas Wheat Commission, lending in the adoption of profitable innovations from wheat, online at kswheat.com.
In agricultural news from AgView.net, this past season was a bad one for wheat streak mosaic virus and others that vectored by the wheat curl mite in parts of Kansas. Late summer rainfall last year was favorable to volunteer wheat establishment in some areas, and one of the best preventative measures for wheat streak is the control of volunteer wheat early, often right after harvest. Now, it's been a couple of weeks, so if volunteer wheat is allowed to stand, it does create a green bridge, allowing wheat streak mosaic and wheat curl mites to survive locally. Volunteer wheat should be terminated at least 2 weeks prior to planting to allow sufficient time for those mites to die off. As the Beef Checkoff will celebrate 35th anniversary, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, a contractor with the Beef Checkoff, is shining a light on the successful promotion and research programs that drive demand for beef. Consumers today are more open about the nutritional benefits of beef than at any other time since the checkoff began more than three decades ago. But getting here was not easy and required consistent long-term investment in nutrition research to turn the tide. The beef checkoff was implemented at a time when U.S. dietary guidelines encouraged Americans to limit beef in their diet, then reduce their intake of fat and cholesterol. Now, this coincided with America's growing interest in healthy lifestyles, and it quickly became clear that nutrition and health concerns could be a potential barrier to consumers eating beef. So in order to address the concerns and further understand beef's role in health, the checkoff began funding nutrition research. Now, throughout the years, the checkoff has made significant contributions to the scientific understanding about beef's role in health. Now, the Dietary Guidelines for Americas, or DGAs, recommend introducing solid foods like beef to infants and toddlers. And for Kansas Soybean Commissioners continuing their officer position following the annual meeting for officer election, the slate of officers remained unchanged from the previous year and were also elected unanimously. Bob Hazelwood of Barrington is reprising his role as chairman. Ron Oldie, farms near Palmer, will continue as vice chair. Secretary Gary Robbins, farmer near Havensville, and Raylan Phelan continues as treasurer. He farms near Melvern. Find more ag news at agview.net. Stay with us. You're watching the Kansas Ag Report.
The Kansas Ag Report brought to you in part by Kansas Grain Sorghum, growers working together. Learn more at ksgrainsorghum.org. Grass and Grain, online or in the mail, keeping Kansas farmers informed for over 60 years. grassandgrain.com. And agview.net, serving the Beef Belt and Western Corn Belt with reliable and relevant agriculture information. agview.net.
Next time you see a beautiful field of corn, reach out and thank the farmers who work tirelessly to raise corn for livestock feed, renewable fuels, and exports to feed a growing world population. The farmers on the Kansas Corn Commission work for Kansas Corn, with grower-funded checkoff dollars that support foreign and domestic market development, research, promotion, and education to expand opportunities for Kansas farmers. To learn more, visit kscorn.com.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
What if U.S. soybean meal were more than a commodity? If seed companies and the soybean checkoff built a better variety? That future is here. The time is now. To meet end-user demands, the soybean checkoff is investing in the compositional quality of soybeans, including meal. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Now is the time to partner with Kansas Wheat in moving wheat forward. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
And joining us is Mike Steenhook, who is Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition based in Iowa. Mike, thanks for joining us.
It's always good to be with you, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, Mike, you and your group work tirelessly, as we have told a lot of people, to get the soybeans out of the field into the marketplace. And there seems to be a lot of challenges, but are we finally maybe making some headway?
Well, yeah, the need is quite exorbitant, but, you know, we are still, you know, making some progress. And, you know, a lot of times you have to measure these things in base hits. You know, you usually don't win the game by a home run. You usually win them by a bunch of base hits. And we have had some base hits as of late when you look at, you know, certainly some of the work that's been done on the inland waterway system, including the Illinois River. You know, we've seen some additional resources overall for locks and dams. You know, clearly, the most important export region for soybeans and corn is the lower Mississippi River, and we're continuing to see progress on deepening that segment of the river to make the economics of our exports even more favorable. So clearly, these are issues that are very important to our industry, and we're happy to see, you know, some momentum, but obviously a lot of work remains to be done.
You recently had a meeting where folks on your board, a lot of farmer leaders and other industry folks serve on it, and kind of what released or commissioned a study or have a study out on kind of looking at the Missouri River, and maybe that's some untapped potential, or it's kind of like all things old or new again. And talk about the possibilities and what you've seen as a success on the Missouri.
Well, one of the cardinal rules when it comes to supply chains is don't put all of your eggs in one basket. The more diversity you can have, whether it's barge transportation, rail transportation, trucking, you want to have as many options as possible. And one of the arguments that we make as an organization is that we think the Missouri River is an underutilized asset. We would never argue that the Missouri River will rival the Mississippi or the Ohio Rivers or others in terms of volume of freight handled. There are some challenges related to the Missouri River, but we do think it's an underutilized asset. So as a result, we've commissioned some research to really do a deep dive into that and really examine what is the performance of the Missouri River. Is it as bad as a lot of people think it is? And, you know, one of the arguments that we make is that the reputation of the Missouri River is worse than its actual potential. And so this is going to be a message that we're going to be disseminating throughout the summer, well into the fall, to really encourage people to look at the Missouri River with a fresh perspective. And we're happy to see that has already occurred. We're seeing additional freight being moved on the Missouri River at places like Kansas City, St. Joseph, Missouri, even further north. A new barge loading facility was recently completed and is operational in Blencoe, Iowa, which is between Omaha Council Bluffs and Sioux City, Iowa. the furthest north barge loading and unloading facility on the Missouri River. So people are starting to think about the Missouri River in a new way. We certainly want to encourage that.
Mike Steenhook, who's executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, is joining us. Let's take a break. We'll come back with more in just a moment.
Kansas Ag Report brought to you in part by the Kansas Livestock Association, supporting members' business interests and meeting consumer demands. KLA.org. Oldie Seed Farms, carrying soil-specific seed. Find them on the web at oldeseed.com. That's OHLDE seed.com. And Kansas Corn, building the future at kansascorn.com.
Many seed companies claim to offer the latest genetics, but how many have tested those genetics in soils just like yours? The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Research Program has fully tested the latest seed genetics in soils that are right in your neighborhood. The Oldie Seed Know-to-Grow Program can recommend the best performing hybrids from technologies like Enlist, Extend, and Liberty Link that will optimize the yield and profit of every acre on your farm. Contact Oldie Seed today.
And our guest is Mike Steenhook, who's executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. And Mike, you know, we know in Congress they've been talking about transportation and infrastructure bill. We spent the last segment talking about a lot of barges, but a lot of bridges, a lot of semi traffic hauls these soybeans to one of those destinations. And your group is also very much advocating for investment in, you know, redoing or maybe improving some of those rural roadways, especially bridges?
Well, the first step in the journey from the farm to the ultimate customer, whether domestic or international, occurs via a rural road and bridge. And if you don't have an effective, well-maintained inventory of that, it frankly doesn't matter the condition of your inland waterways or their rail system or your port system, because that's the initial mode that makes the whole transaction ultimately possible. And so having that system is really important. As Congress debates the need to do an infrastructure package, we sincerely hope that rural infrastructure will be prominent in whatever is ultimately passed.
Well, it is one that takes everyone, and it's not necessarily here in the Great Plains, but it's here across the board as well. Also, I understand your meeting that took place with your stakeholders that you're going to make a real push to utilize some new products and maybe some that have been around that are soy-based and maybe helping to preserve until new infrastructure can be built.
Yeah, we can't just focus on building new. We also have to be really focused on maintaining and elongating the life of these assets. And fortunately, the soybean has a pretty important role that it can play, and it can really contribute to that. There's products that are available that are soy-based. One is for sealing asphalt, and there's another product that is used for enhancing or sealing concrete. And it's mostly derived from soybean oil, 80 to 90% soybean oil. So it's environmentally sustainable. It practices good stewardship by elongating the life of that road or bridge. And then thirdly, it's a product that's made in the USA. The inputs are made by farmers. The product itself is made in the USA. And so it really checks a lot of important boxes, and we're continuing to really push it. We hope to see even more traction for it.
Well, Mike, if folks want to learn more about some of these things we've talked about and the effort that you and the Soy Transportation Coalition does, how can they gain more information?
Well, we would just encourage people to go to our website at soytransportation.org.
Very good. Well, Mike, we appreciate the update. Lots of good things happening. We look forward to continuing to hear how things are working in the Missouri and in other ways transporting soybeans from the field to the market. So appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Mike Steenhook, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up.
Next time you see a beautiful field of corn, reach out and thank the farmers who work tirelessly to raise corn for livestock feed, renewable fuels, and exports to feed a growing world population. The farmers on the Kansas Corn Commission work for Kansas corn with grower-funded checkoff dollars that support foreign and domestic market development, research, promotion, and education to expand opportunities for Kansas farmers. To learn more, visit kscorn.com.
This is Deb Oldie, Director of Grower Services with Kansas Corn. Excited to share a bit of information with you about two activities that we have coming up over the next couple of weeks. The deadline for the Kansas Corn Yield Contest is August 18th. That contest is rolled into the national contest. So participants are going to be fortunate to be able to be entered in both with just one entry this year. Likewise, your harvest form will be filled out just once as well, submitted through the national portal, and we'll have access to that to designate winners in 10 regions within the state of Kansas. Cash prizes are offered for that, and we're excited to see some great yields coming in soon. The second thing that we're planning and looking forward to in early August and early September are our listening tour stops across the state and also a couple of field days. We will be in almost every corner of Kansas at 7 different events. The listening tour stops are evening activities, and the 2 field days are more during the day. But we invite you to come out and see Kansas corn at those various locations. We'll be at Salina area, Moundridge, also Goodland, Garden City, Marysville, Lawrence, and also Fredonia. So be looking for the publicity on that and some direct invitations coming to your mailbox soon. And we look forward to seeing you.
What if sustainability were synonymous with U.S. soy? If energy efficiency, water quality, and soil health help define U.S. soy's value, that future is here, the time is now. To meet end-user demands, the Soybean Checkoff is committing to sustainability that's achievable, worthwhile, and enduring. A message from the Kansas Soybean Commission, the Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers.
Milling industry representatives from across sub-Saharan Africa received a virtual peek at the 2021 Kansas wheat harvest during a June 24th virtual trade team. Each year, about half of the Kansas wheat crop is exported, emphasizing the importance of informational exchanges like this for keeping current and future customers informed on crop progress, condition, and trade flows. 45 milling industry representatives from throughout the sub-Saharan African region attended the virtual event. According to Justin Gilpin, Kansas Wheat CEO, there is a bond that our farmers hold with customers in the sub-Saharan African region, and we welcomed this opportunity to bring them to Kansas virtually. Sharing as much information as possible directly with buyers, early and often during the Kansas wheat harvest, is a priority for us. Chad Wygand, U.S. Wheat Associates Regional Director for Sub-Saharan Africa, based in Cape Town, South Africa, said the virtual format has allowed U.S. Wheat to expand market and crop updates to more participants from more countries across the region while maintaining targeted training webinars for specific countries or companies. During the virtual trade team meeting, African customers heard from experts in the U.S. wheat marketing chain. Justin Gilpin and Roy Shaneman of the Nebraska Wheat Board provided insights on the Kansas and Nebraska wheat crops. Kansas State University's wheat extension specialist Romulo Lulato walked through the 2021 growing season and its impacts on the 2021 Kansas hard red winter wheat crop, while Eric Sperber of Cornerstone Ag discussed the 2021 hard white wheat crop and specific market logistics for hard white wheat exports. Matt Murphy, wheat line manager with the Andersons Inc., provided insights on the U.S. and global grain trade situation. With a combine unloading into a grain cart on the go in the background, Tyler Ettinger, a Kansas wheat farmer from Meade, joined in for a live discussion from the harvest field.
The Kansas Wheat Innovation Center in Manhattan is rediscovering ways to get improved varieties and new genetics in the hands of farmers faster. Grower-led and Checkoff-funded research initiatives are bringing about positive change. This grassroots leadership provides a strong voice in Topeka and Washington, D.C. Now is the time to partner with Kansas Wheat in moving wheat forward. Kansas Wheat Commission and Kansas Association of Wheat Growers, farmers investing in their future and yours. Log on to rediscoverwheat.org.
Nearly 40% of rural Americans lack access to broadband, compared to just 4% of urbanites.
Rural is really our background. That's where most of our employees come from, rural markets. My family came from rural markets, and so that's where our heart is and what we believe we're here to serve. Having access to broadband, I think, allows people to stay in rural markets or to actually grow in rural markets. Without having access to broadband and certainly significant speeds of broadband, you can't grow and in some cases can't even compete. Our communities are all a little bit different. The line speed capability was different when we went into the markets than they are today. For us, the most significant changes were Alma, White City, and Rossville. You know, our employees in those markets are extremely excited that they're now going to be able to serve the customers the same way we can in Wamego or our employees can in Manhattan or St. Mary's.
Are you looking for Medicare Supplement insurance plans? Now is a good time to look at your options with Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans. A Medicare Supplement insurance plan can help cover certain out-of-pocket expenses Medicare doesn't cover. Things like deductibles, coinsurance, and certain limitations that can be costly in the event of an accident or illness. With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you have options to Medicare Supplement insurance plans with 4 levels of affordable coverage and service from an organization known for its commitment serving Kansans. We encourage you to compare our rates. For more information and to get a quote, contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you or visit kfbhealthplans.com. Medicare supplements insured by Members Health Insurance Company, Columbia, Tennessee. Not connected with or endorsed by the U.S. or state government.
Soybeans are a very versatile crop containing protein, fat, and oil that greatly benefit animal agriculture, food service, and industry. Each bean's composition is about 80% meal, of which 97% feeds livestock, and 20% oil, which has food service applications, is a major biodiesel feedstock and is used in industrial paints and solvents. Soybean meal is rich in protein, fiber, and fat. When consumed by pigs, poultry, aquaculture, and other animals, it creates a quality nutrition profile since protein demand drives soybean production and continues to grow. The increased production of soybean oil is a plus for the biodiesel industry. Just under half of biodiesel produced comes from soybean oil, and while soybean oil is the primary feedstock, this renewable fuel can also be made from used cooking oil, beef tallow, and more. Because soybeans are key in its production, biodiesel adds 63 cents to the price of a bushel of soybean, meaning a direct benefit to U.S. soybean farmers. Food service applications and industrial usage of soybean products also continue to gain momentum, and as more is discovered about the associated health and environmental benefits. Soybean farmers win all around when they grow high-quality, sustainable soybeans that serve as food, feed, and fuel.
Grain sorghum is one of the most important cereal crops worldwide, and Kansas leads the nation in its production. Over the years, sorghum has been either exported, used in animal feed domestically, or for other industrial uses. Recently, its use in the ethanol market has seen tremendous growth, with 30% of domestic sorghum typically going to ethanol production. Kansas Grain Sorghum is committed to sorghum research, market development, and education. Learn more at ksgrainsorghum.org.
USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service recently launched a new interactive grading dashboard to capture current and historical quality grade and volume information for beef and other proteins. The dashboard includes data published through the weekly USDA National Steer and Heifer Estimated Grading Percent Report and expands the information to include veal and lamb grades and volumes. A benefit of the dashboard is the filters that can be manipulated to allow users to see information from different regions over different time frames. It also gives users the ability to easily compare and analyze up to 10 years of data and download the information into a spreadsheet for further evaluation. A national grading summary, regional beef grading information, beef grade percent data, and more can be viewed on the site. The dashboard is updated each Monday. In its current state, the system only views quality grade information. However, the Agricultural Marketing Service has indicated they intend to capture other reports published under livestock mandatory reporting, such as processed under federal inspection and box beef load counts. To view the new grading dashboard, go to ams.usda.gov, then type grading dashboard in the search function.
Premier Farm and Home has what you need to make your lawn the best in the neighborhood.
Hi, I'm Ken. We choose Premier Farm and Home for the professional look that we do ourselves.
Feel free to stop in. You can also visit our website at heycow.com.
Good morning, I'm Darren Van Vactor with Pinion, a division of Cayco Isom. The hotter, drier forecast for this week brought the grain weather bulls to the table. Wheat has an immediate story with the ongoing deterioration of the spring wheat crop in the upper Midwest and Canadian prairie. This has shifted end users to look for protein and other varieties and sparking a nice rally in the KC. As for soft red, we did see an export sale to China in previous weeks, giving demand bulls something to talk about as well. As harvest wraps up, it's probably a good time to take a look at where we are from a basis and futures standpoint. Basis has stayed steady in the face of the futures rally. Can we continue to push higher? Sure, you can make the case. If your grain is in commercial storage, it might be a good time to cut the physical loose and create cash flow. Other items to consider, is there profit at these levels? Will your basis improvement outpace your cost to store? Does the current carry in the market justify holding the physical? And do I want to pay storage while retaining all the futures risk? If selling here makes good business sense and we are fearful of missing out on the next leg higher, you can retain ownership and keep upside utilizing other tools. If you'd like to discuss, give us a call at 888-452-8751. I'm Darren Van Vactor. Be safe and have a great week.
Well, that's our show this week. Be social with us at KansasAgReport.net or our social media channels. Thanks for watching. I'm Ken Rogers. We'll see you next week.
Kansas Corn reminds you that E15 fuel is the right choice for every kind of driver. For the car enthusiast, E15 has higher octane. For the thrifty driver, E15 is priced lower than regular unleaded. For the nature lover, E15 provides cleaner air. For the shopper who buys local, E15 has more ethanol from our Kansas corn farms. Choose E15 for a higher octane, lower price, cleaner American fuel. Message from the Kansas Corn Commission. Learn more at kscorn.com.
Imagine turning soybean oil, used cooking oils, and waste animal fats into fuel so amazing it drives U.S. jobs and our economy forward. Learn more about biodiesel at americasadvancedbiofuel.com.
Does your health plan lack dental and vision coverage? With Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans, you can get a dental and vision bundle for yourself or your family at an affordable price, giving you the ability to maximize your benefits and lower your costs. Plus, you'll get a solid network of providers in one convenient package. Learn more at kfbhealthplans.com or contact a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent near you.